We're 60 seconds from your shot caller question of the day. It's Brooke and Jeffrey in the morning, and it's almost here.
What?
Valentine's Day, guys. And are you wondering how you should spend your pandemic Valentine's Day? Because I know a lot of places that you might normally go are closed right now.
Yeah. Yeah. You could do takeout. I mean, it's not as sexy because you still have to do the dishes afterwards, but you know.
Yeah. Well, we did finally find one thing that's still open for V-Day.
Oh, really? Hey. What is it?
In Brooklyn, New York, you can buy tickets to take a virtual Valentine's Day tour of a local sewage plant.
Oh, what the heck?
Desperate.
I mean, why buy the tickets when you can't get the smells?
Ew.
That's disgusting.
They're running a whole promotion. They're running a whole promotion around this. They say, quote, take a peek inside the city's largest sewage treatment facility,
gross,
where wastewater collected from storm drains, toilets, and sinks of more than a million New Yorkers is processed and cleaned each day.
If this is what my husband has planned for this weekend.
That's right. He's in charge. But maybe this will change your mind, Brooke, because on the tour, you're going to learn fun facts, like why you shouldn't take a shower during a rainstorm.
Oh, really?
And oh, you shouldn't.
I'm actually kind of interested.
Me too.
Right?
I'm gonna Google that.
And
still
the
not.
Real problem with flushable wipes.
Oh, that is an issue.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, don't use those.
Very
man.
Informative, and I assume they're going to let you go with a heart-shaped gift when you leave.
Can you imagine getting into a fight in the middle of the sewage plant because you're like, oh, I told you not to flush them. Yeah. Well, I'm sorry. If you would put the seat down, we wouldn't have this problem.
If you want to flush the romance out on Valentine's Day, tickets cost $5, and they're expected to sell out within seconds.
Wow.
Really?
Yeah, people are that desperate for entertainment right now.
My God,
I can't.
Maybe we could do a promotion. $5, come down to the studio for romantic couples shock.
Ooh. That's still better than the sewage.
Yeah. Because it is time for the shock caller question of the day. We have a bucket full of names. We're going to draw one out, see who gets asked the trivia question. If you answer wrong, you're going to be punished right where your head meets your body while singing a song.
In the neck.
So text in 785 in case you didn't know what your body looks like.
I don't know why she said ew.
I'm drawing a name out because I had the shock caller
last. I don't know anymore, okay?
And I drew out Alexis Gummy Bear Squirrel Dimples.
Oh.
What the
Fuller.
That's your Valentine's Day nickname.
Yeah, Valentine's Day nicknames today. Alexis is putting on the shock collar while that happens. She's single this Valentine's Day, in case everyone wants to know.
Oh, yeah.
Thanks, Jeff.
We're going to get a question asked.
That's supposed to be a good thing.
Yeah, no, it's good. She's available.
She's all embarrassed. Like,
okay.
I think she's still on the squirrel nipple.
Yeah, she is. While she's putting on the shock collar, Digital Jake, please read us a shock collar question of the day.
Since Valentine's Day is this weekend, I've gathered a few foreign wedding traditions, and you'll need to determine which ones are actually real ceremonies and which ones I made up just to trick you.
I like this one.
Just remember, love is patient, love is kind, and love can shock the crap out of your body if you don't answer correctly.
Ooh, I like that. Jeez.
Some wedding vows.
You'll have 30 seconds to discuss each one, and then I'll need your final answer to move on. Are you ready?
Yes.
All right. Number one, in France, there is a tradition that friends of the bride and groom pour champagne into a toilet bowl so the couple will drink from it to strengthen their bond as well as their stomachs. 30 seconds.
I would have heard of this,
that
I think.
Gross.
I don't know. I think the toilet bowl could be more like a bedpan situation,
and
you know?
Everything is dirty in France, so what's the difference?
I'm going to go with true. I think it's true.
False, dude. I think it's too
No,
much.
I think it's false. I can't imagine couples doing that.
You're going false on that
Yeah,
one.
I'd rather stay single and do that.
Moving on. In Mongolia, before a couple finalizes a wedding date, they must go to the parents, then kill a chicken, cut it apart, and find a healthy liver, all while holding the knife together. Then the parents can agree to that wedding date.
Whoa.
True or false?
I
kind of
like it.
What do you guys think?
I kind of like that one, too. Mongolia is known for falcons and falconeering and things, like bird hunting stuff.
So poultry would seem.
Yeah.
And so you would think I have a healthy bird, like if they take care of their own falcons, it's a sign I'm going to have a healthy life. I like it.
Would you go through, like, 60 chickens with unhealthy livers? Like, how many unhealthy chicken livers are there?
I bet they treat their birds well in Mongolia. I bet you get one right off the bat.
Wow.
That's what I'm saying. Like, what a strange tradition.
All their livers are awful.
Yeah.
What's going on? This one has
hepatitis.
What the heck?
Okay, I'm going to go with true on that one.
Moving on. In the Marquesas Islands of French Polynesia, once the actual ceremony is over, the relatives of the bride lay side by side, face down, while the bride and groom walk over them like a human rug. Is that true or false?
Oh, man, that would feel so good.
I wanted to be
This one happened at Brooke's wedding. Not, Not by choice.
Yeah.
It was just her parents were done by 11 o'clock.
What? Do you think they really make people lie face down?
I do. I feel like it feels
like something where you could say we're walking on the backs of our ancestors and on the traditions that have come before us.
All right, yeah. I kind of like that. I'm going to go with true.
And it's way more fun than like doing the, I don't know, chicken dance.
Chicken dissections.
You know?
Finally, in Scotland, a day before their wedding, friends of the bride and groom capture the couple and cover them in ash, flour, molasses, and feathers before parading them around town to ward off evil spirits.
I think this is true.
No, but I think, so I've read about something like this, similar,
me too.
But I think that it was on the Bachelor, Bachelorette type of situation.
wait.
Not on the show. Like,
I was like, I'm a big
fan. I thought it happened, but I don't think it's on the actual wedding day. That's why I think that Jake is borrowing something.
That's why I said a day before the wedding.
Oh, you did say a day before the wedding. Then, yeah, I'm going to go with true.
Yeah. It's true.
I feel like I've heard this before.
Yeah, it's a big thing. All right, I'm trusting you guys. I'm going true.
I went true on all of them.
Really?
Yeah, you did.
I just hope the France one isn't true.
Since this weekend is Valentine's Day, I gave you 4 bizarre wedding traditions and asked you to identify which ones are true and which ones I made up to deceive you. Let's go back through them. Scottish brides and grooms being abducted a day before the wedding and tossed in ash, flour, molasses, and feathers to ward off evil spirits. You said it was true, and it's true.
Yeah! Okay!
Marquesas Islanders having their relatives lay side by side, face down, forming a human rug for the couple to walk on. You said it was true. And it's true.
Yeah, let's go.
Mongolian couples dissecting a chicken looking for a healthy liver before they can set a wedding date.
Come on.
You said that was also true.
Yeah.
And it's true.
Yes. Oh. Come on.
Give it to me, Jake.
So it has to be false.
Finally, French wedding guests forcing the couple to drink champagne out of the toilet. You said it was false. And that one is true.
They were all true.
Oh my God.
Why did they do that?
Why are weddings so much better everywhere else but here?
Seriously.
You're supposed to end up with your face in the toilet, not start with it.
Exactly. You know, like I said, it's like a portable chamber bot.
Yeah. Yeah. It's not better.
All right. Well, didn't get it right. And so somebody wanted to hear you sing My Heart Will Go On by Celine Dion.
Oh wow. And she has the pipes for this.
Near, far, wherever you are, I believe that the heart goes on.
I'm sorry to anyone driving who just had a bunch of birds fly into their windshield to try and kill themselves. That was rough.
Paint me like one of your nude models, Alexis.
Chickens are taking their own livers out. Kill me.
That's your shock caller question of the day. Your phone tap's coming up in just a few minutes.